Patrycja Danielewska, The Mother Tree, narrated by Edward Dixon. As soon as the sun's rays brightened the entrance to the hedgehog family's nest, youngest of the five-member bunch, Stan, jumped out onto the still damp grass and rushed as fast as he could, given his short paws, to the burrow of his friend Ziggy the Rabbit. "Today is the day!" he cried out as soon as he saw Ziggy's moving snout. "Today I will find out what love is and if it can be hidden, seen, or tried out." The words poured out of him like torrential rain. "What are you talking about? Can you slow down and explain what's going on in your spiky head?" replied Ziggy the Rabbit, simultaneously stretching his body so much that he seemed twice as big as in reality. "If I can remember correctly, you recently argued with your sister about all this love." "Eh," gasped Stan, resigned. "She is only interested in a good meal and a roof that doesn't leak," he continued ironically. "But you know how important it is. You took my side after all." "Yes, as always." Ziggy patted his friend on the back in a friendly manner. "Now it's time for a decent breakfast and some exercise." He dashed forward. "Hey, what are you doing?" The little hedgehog ran after him. "We're off to visit Mother Tree today." "I don't think so," replied Ziggy calmly and took a dip into the bushes. "Mother Tree is far away. I have 2 training sessions scheduled today and need time to recover." "Are you blowing me off?" Stan shouted indignantly, only to see his hopping friend's fluffy tail disappear. He still managed to cry out, "But it's only today, on the day of the summer solstice, that the trees can provide answers." Without waiting for an answer, Stan found moss growing on the nearest tree and headed north. "No one else is interested in what love is," he thought. "I will, therefore, find the answer myself." And so he did. He had already travelled quite a while when he heard his tummy rumble so much that he could no longer ignore it. Suddenly, in the middle of the hazel grove, something hit him. "Ow!" Stan cried out and noticed a hazelnut right next to him. "That's interesting," he stated, rubbing his forehead. "Where did it come from this early in the summer?" His whining was interrupted by a squeaky giggle. "Who's there? Who is laughing at me?" he called out in exasperation. "Vera," the squirrel replied resolutely and jumped down right in front of the little hedgehog. "I shared breakfast with you," she giggled. "I'm Stan," whispered the little hedgehog without a hint of satisfaction. "What breakfast were you talking about? Are you making fun of me?" he hissed. "I love to laugh, but not at others," replied Vera judiciously. "I threw a nut, which unfortunately hit you on the forehead. This is my breakfast. Try it," she suggested. "They are not in the tree." "Mum gave it to me for breakfast," Vera replied cheerfully. "Home supplies." "Oh, I'm very grateful, but I have to go now. Otherwise, I will never make it to the mother tree," said Stan, worried. He quickly said goodbye to the somewhat surprised squirrel and continued on his way. Unfortunately, he didn't get very far, as thirst parched his throat and made him think of nothing else. Even a certain noise which had been getting louder for some time no longer interested him. "If I don't drink soon, I think I'll wither," complained little hedgehog. "If only there were berries here, or other fruits. But there is only moss and rotten branches," he whined quietly. "There's a stream right over there. Have a drink," The small grey bird chirruped. What stream? I can't see any stream. I'm Greg the Sparrow, and I know what I'm talking about, he replied with unusual confidence for his thin voice. You may not see it, but you can hear it, can't you? It hums, as if it wanted to summon everyone in the forest. He puffed out his feathery chest, proud of his... The little hedgehog looked around in despair, but all he could see were tree branches, blackberry bushes, mosses, boulders and ferns, and more ferns. But where is it? Please, show me the way, begged Stan, folding his paws and staring at Greg. There! You don't have to beg me, replied the sparrow still proudly, but now more friendly. It's right there, behind the tallest ferns. Let's fly, he commanded. I mean, let's go. Greg quickly corrected himself, and for the first time he gave a slight smile. As soon as Stan passed the ferns, he saw the most wonderful sight, a silvery blue ribbon of roaring stream. The little hedgehog reached the bank and dipped his paws and snout in the water. Thank you, Greg, he replied after a while, once he had had a drink. I would never have thought that the solution to my problem was right under my nose. Noise is not always just noise, replied Little Sparrow philosophically. We often see things differently than they are. For me, a stream is a blue line between green trees, and for you, it's noise. Will you remember? Asked Greg, somewhat full of himself. I think so, replied the grateful Stan. Maybe you know what love is, he asked hopefully. Well, this is a very serious question. Aren't you too young for such topics? The little sparrow replied evasively and began to pluck feathers under its wing nervously. I am very worried that I will never know the answer. Do you know where Mother Tree is? I need to get there before dark. Of course I know, came the quick reply. But it's far, and you won't get there, so you'd better go home. On that note, he flew off. Left alone, Stan looked for moss covering the trees and headed north again. The forest was getting darker and darker, and he was already losing hope that he would make it in time. He knew that the trees only allowed others into their circle of wisdom at dusk. Where are you wandering to like that? He heard the quiet question. Only when he saw four hooves in front of him did Stan realize that he was not alone. With his snout open, he looked up and much to his surprise he saw a giant antlers, like branches of the large tree, only without leaves. Stan began to stammer. I mean, to visit Mother Tree, he finished the sentence. To visit Mother Tree, you say? The giant deer got curious. It's far away, and soon night will come. Are your parents around? I don't think so, came the tentative reply. But I have to get there to ask the tree a very important question. Well, yes, I understand. This is only possible today. Hop on my back, young friend, said the big deer, and then knelt down in front of the hedgehog. Thank you, sir, said Stan, timidly. I am Richard the Deer, and please do not tell any more that you rode my back. This is a special favor, only for little hedgehogs in a great need, he said cheerfully. Now hold on tight, we'll jump around a bit. Oh, cried out Stan as soon as the deer took off. I am Hedgehog Stan, and I think I have motion sickness. Richard the Deer ran through the thicket of the forest. He ran and jumped. Stan, snuggled with his snout against his savior's neck, couldn't even see where they were going. And suddenly they were standing in a small clearing, and in front of them there was a dewy oak towering over all the willows, alders, birches and pines. We have arrived, Richard broke the silence. This is Mother Tree, the mother of all trees. It's time for me to go, and you, youngster, take care of yourself. Without further ado, he took off into the woods. Stan, shaking with fear, approached the big oak tree and gently touched the porous bark. Mother of all trees, I would very much like to learn what love is, he said. He froze in stillness and waited. But nothing was happening. Disappointed, the little hedgehog sat down and unconsciously watched the last rays of the sun disappear from the treetops. When night had fallen, bright and lunar, that's when it all started. The oak tree boomed with unfamiliar whistles and whispers. Hazels, willows, alders and even pines, and other conifers, intoned a forest song. Stan knew they were humming about something important, but he didn't understand any of it. Tears flowed uncontrollably from his black, beady eyes. All in vain, then, he thought. The whole trip, the quarrel with his family, the fear, the hunger and thirst, all the hardships, all for nothing. No one in the whole forest knows what love is, he grimaced. And then another miracle happened. He saw his entire hedgehog family running into the clearing. Mum ran in front, right next to his siblings, and at the end, with a clear effort, Dad Hedgehog was trying to catch up with everyone. Mummy! He cried. Mummy! Cried Stan, desperately. Son, what have you done? We've been looking for you all day. If it weren't for Ziggy, Vera, Greg and Richard, we would never have ended up here. I am so happy, sobbed the hedgehog. I thought it was all pointless, but I now understand why I am here. Why are you here? Mum looked into her son's eyes, surprised. To learn what love is, replied Stan. Oh dear, you again about this love. There was so much trouble because of it, Mum said, worried. You could have learned this at home, too, said the little hedgehog's dad, jokingly. No, I just felt it, now, came the bold answer. When I saw you guys, now I know that love has no color, taste, or practical use. Or maybe it does. It has all the colors, flavors, and is the most practical. It makes us feel safe, important, needed, and brave. Thank you for teaching me this. He looked up at his entire family and hugged everyone affectionately.